In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名，在这里，在这里讲道。
This evening, we are going to continue to study the book of Isaiah.
今天晚上我们会继续查考以赛亚书。
I noticed one of very interesting in the hymn singing in every churches.
那我发现，在每间教会唱诗的时候有一个非常特别的现象。
Especially in the youth group, they like to sing the hymn after 3:10.
尤其是在年轻人比较多的地方，喜欢唱310首以上的诗歌。
And before 3:10, we seldomly sing that hymn nowadays.
那在310首之前的诗非常少唱。
It reminds me that it's just like Old Testament and New Testament.
这让我想到新约和旧约。
We are very familiar with the New Testament.
我们对新约非常熟悉。
Just like after 3:10.
就像在310首之后。
But sometimes Old Testament is very interesting too.
但是有时候旧约也是非常有意思。
Just like before 3:10, there are a lot of very good and beautiful hymns.
就像在310首之前有很多很美好的诗歌。
And one of them is the book of Isaiah.
那在圣经中有一首是在圣经中就像以赛亚书一样。
Isaiah has many gold verses.
以赛亚书里有很多金句。
And if you can remember it, it will become your strength when you are in need.
如果我们能背起来，那这些会变成我们需要的时候会给我们力量。
Now, this evening we are going to study chapter 34.
那今天晚上我们会查考第34章。
The book of Isaiah chapter 34.
以赛亚书34章。
34, the main theme is talking about God's wrath on the nations.
34章主要是讲对神对列国的审判。
If we pay closer attention to this verse, we are going to see that some of the verses actually is the prophecy of the last days.
如果我们注意读这些经节，我们会发现他们是在述说最后世界末日的情形。
So part of the verses focus on the time of Isaiah.
当然，有一部分的经句在描述以赛亚当时的情形。
And part of the verses is the prophecy of the last days.
另一部分是在最后末日的一些预言。
So in the book of Isaiah always changing the topic from his present time and the last days of the Holy Church.
所以以赛亚书是不断的从他的现代到将来一直在反复的穿梭。
Now we see verse 4.
我们读第四节。
Chapter 34 verse 4.
34章第四节。
All the stars of the heaven will be dissolved, and the sky roll up like a scroll. All the starry host will fall, like withered leaves from the vine, like the shriveled figs from the fig tree. And this verse actually has been quoted again in the book of Revelation.
第三十四章第四节，其实上在启示录也有被用。
And actually, the verse is talking about the second coming of Jesus Christ.
那第四节是在描述耶稣第二次来临的时候。
Everything you can see in the heaven is going to disappear.
天上的万象都要被消灭。
All the star is going to fall down.
天被卷起。
And even the moon, the sun is going to going to disappear.
连日月都会消失。
Because that day is a day of God's wrath.
因为那一天是 神愤怒的日子。
And it's a day of God's judgment.
也是神审判的日子。
And in the time of Isaiah, he specially focused on a group of people called Adam, verse 9.
在第九节，我们可以看到以赛亚当时是对以东人写这篇。
And Adam is the offspring of Esau.
以东是以扫的后裔。
And it represents the people who belong to the flesh.
也代表肉体的人。
Who are not spiritual.
属于肉体的人，不属于灵生命的人。
So there is a minor prophet. There is a book in a minor prophet called Obadiah.
所以在小先知书里面有厄巴底亚书。
And the whole book is talking about all the sins committed by Adam.
那整卷书卷里都在述说亚当所犯的罪。
And eventually, there is a prediction that Adam is going to be destroyed.
最后那本书卷描述亚当将被销毁的。
Now we look into chapter 35 of Isaiah.
所以我们现在来看以赛亚书第三十五章。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
34, sorry.
对不起，三十四章第十六节。
Like the scroll of the law and read. Look in the scroll of the law and read. None of this will be missing. No one will lack her mate. For it is his mouth that has given the order, and his spirit will gather them together. Verse 17.
第十七节。
He allot their portions. His hand distribute them by measure. They will possess it forever. These two verses is talking about all the prophecy recorded in the Bible will be fulfilled.
这两节里面讲到圣经中所有的预言都会实现。
Including the prophecy regarding to Adam.
包括对于亚当的预言。
Eventually it's going to be fulfilled.
迟早这个预言会被实现。
And later on, it really been fulfilled.
后来真的被实现了。
Now we see verse 13.
我们来看十三节。
34, verse 13.
三十四章十三节。
Thorns will overrun her citadel, nettles and brambles her stronghold. And she will become a hunt for jackals, a home for owls. And this is a very mighty country before, and eventually it turned into a condition of desolation.
本来以东是一个非常强大的国家，但是之后，最后它要作为野狗的住处。
So in the last few hours, we are going to sum up the whole book of Isaiah, and we can see God is a God who can foretell what is going to happen in the future.
在最后几节课里面，我们会讲到以赛亚书，整本书卷在讲神在最后的审判。
He is a Almighty God.
神是一个全能的神。
And He is omniscient God.
也是无所不在的神。
So that He can tell what is going to happen and will be fulfilled according to His prophecy.
他是无所不知的神，那万事都将他全部的预言都将会被实现。
Chapter 35 is talking about the future glory of Zion.
那三十五章是讲到锡安的荣耀。
This is also a prophecy regarding to God's kingdom.
这也是对神国的预言。
And actually is referring to his church.
也讲到他的教会。
Now let's turn to chapter 35.
我们看第三十五章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our Lord. So verse 1 and verse 2 is talking about the coming of God's kingdom.
所以第一跟二节在述说神的国必降临。
The desert and the parched land actually cannot grow anything.
旷野和干旱之地其实上不能长任何的植物。
Just like on the way to Las Vegas, you can see both sides are desert.
就像去拉斯维加斯的途中，两边都是沙漠。
Or if you have been visiting the Death Valley.
不然就是去死亡之谷。
In the daytime, summertime, the temperature is over 100.
那在白天的时候，温度比一百摄氏一百度还要高。
So it's very hot.
辐射100度还要高，所以非常的炎热。
So you cannot see many trees or plant there.
所以我们不能在那里看到很多的植物或是树木。
But in the dry land and the desert, you are going to rejoice.
但是这里说沙漠也必快乐。
Because their flower is going to be blossom there.
必开花繁盛。
And you are going to see a lot of plant growing in the desert.
看到很多荣耀的树木。
So this is to referring to that when God's kingdom comes.
所以这指着神的国降临的时候。
A lot of people's heart originally are like a desert.
原本像沙漠的心。
Then you can see their spiritual transformation.
会被在灵里被改变。
And become very beautiful and become very glorious to the Lord.
变得在神面前非常的荣耀，非常的美丽。
And verse 3 and verse 4.
第三节跟第四节,
he's talking about the weak will be strengthened.
说软弱的必坚壮。
Verse 3.
第三节,
strengthen the feeble hand, steady the knee that give away. Verse 4.
第四节,
says to those with fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come, and he will come with vengeance, with divine retribution, and he will come to save you. This message also, of course, we on the one hand, try to strengthen the faith of the people in the time of Isaiah.
这几节是为了兼顾以赛亚当时的百姓。
Because they were under the threat of Assyria.
因为亚述国必正要侵袭他们。
But spiritually, these two verses also is a reassurance to the people in this generation.
但是在属灵上，这两节也是在坚定现今的基督徒。
Be strong, do not be afraid.
跟我们说，你们要刚强，不要惧怕。
Because the Lord is going to be with you.
因为神必与我们同在。
He will strengthen you.
他必 拯救我们。
So when we live our life, we may face a lot of challenge.
所以当我们在活着的时候，我们会遇见很多困难。
As a Christian, God will strengthen us to face our challenge in our life.
但是神会让我们坚强，让我们能够面对这些困难。
So to be a Christian doesn't mean we are timid. We are very soft.
所以以一个基督徒的身份，我们并不软弱，我们是非常刚强的。
I have been in Africa so for many times.
那我去过非洲好几次。
The ministry of Africa actually started about 150 years ago.
那非洲的传教工作其实150年前就开始了。
At that time, a lot of missionary sent from United Kingdom preaching the gospel there.
当时有很多传教士从英国出发到非洲传讲神的道。
Can you imagine nowadays life in Africa is very simple?
那我们现在可以想象非洲的生活是非常的简朴。
A lot of people got malaria.
有很多人得到疟疾。
We almost say all the ministers, except one or two, all the ministers got malaria in Africa.
那我们自己的传道除了一个之外，每一个人都得过疟疾。
Can you imagine 150 years ago, what kind of life it was?
所以我们能想象150年前是什么样的情形。
But God moved their heart.
但是神感动他们的心。
They pioneered the missionary work in Africa.
他们开拓了在非洲的传教士工。
Of course, the work they had been doing is the work of John the Baptist.
当然他们做的工是施洗约翰的工。
So nowadays, the Africa country, Christianity is so popular.
所以现在非洲是基督教非常盛行的国家,
most of the people predominantly in Africa are Christian.
大部分的非洲人都是基督徒。
So when we go there, the only gospel we preach is John chapter 3, verse 5.
所以当我们去非洲传道，我们所传的道
是约翰福音第三章第五节。 You have to receive the right baptism for the forgiveness of your sin. Receive the right baptism for the forgiveness of your sin.
我们要得 正确的洗才能够让我们的罪赦被赦。
We have to receive the Holy Spirit.
我们也要得到圣灵。
This is the only important message we preach in Africa.
这是我们传讲最重要而且是唯一的道理。
So when we go to Africa, in the beginning, we are a little bit timid.
所以当我们刚刚去非洲的时候，我们有一点惧怕。
1983年的时候。 There was a brother went to Nigeria with me.
有一个弟兄和我一起去奈及利亚。
And the third week, she's sick and she returned to UK.
那在第三个礼拜，她生病并回到英国。And
she told me, "Do you want to go together?"
她后来又再问我要不要再去一次。
I thought I have been spending so much money, I had to stay a little bit longer.
我说我已经花了太多钱，金钱，所以我必须留在那里再长一点的时间。
I have to stay there another about 5 weeks.
我必须 留在非洲再留五个礼拜。
And the worker of Africa drive me around in the jungle.
那在非洲的工作人员带我在非洲的树林中开车。
At that time, I carried a lot of US dollar.
那时我身上带了很多美金。
I thought if they kill me, bury me, and nobody will be able to find me.
我想他们如果把我杀了，把我掩埋了，那没有人会找到我。
But my heart is so peaceful.
但是我的心情却是非常的平静。
It is God who strengthened us.
是神给我坚强的感觉。
So nowadays, we go to Africa is much more comfortable than in 1980s.
所以今天的非洲比1983的非洲还要进步很多。
Still, a lot of people think about Africa. It seems it is a forbidden land.
但是很多人还把非洲想成一个不可去的地方。
Be strong, don't be afraid.
但是神跟我们讲要刚强，不要惧怕。
Next year, we are going to have a special training seminar focused on Africa ministry.
那明年我们会有一个特别的讲习会，训练工人去非洲。
I hope some of you can enroll yourself to join this very meaningful ministry in Africa.
希望其中有一些人会报名参加。
So here say, be strong, do not be afraid.
所以这里说，你们要刚强，不要惧怕。
God will be with us.
因为神必与我们同在。
Okay, verse 5 to verse 7.
第五节到第七节。
And this is a prophecy also.
这也是一个预言。
Verse 5 say, will the eye of the blind be opened and the ear of the deaf unstopped? And verse 6.
第六节。
And will the lamb leap like a deer And the mute tongue shall for joy. This is something spiritual.
这是在讲属灵的现象。
When God's kingdom come,
当神的国再临,
you can gain the sight to know the spiritual world.
我们对灵界的眼睛会, 会被打开。
You can understand something, the spiritual teaching.
我们会了解, 圣经的教训。
When a person converts to Christ, he can start to speak spiritual language.
那当一个人信主, 他的舌头会唱出灵歌。
And this is a very beautiful spiritual transformation.
那这是一个很美好的一个属灵的改变。
Now verse 7.
第七节。
The burning sand will become a pool, and the thirsty ground bubble spring. In the hunt or jackal once lay. Grass and reed and
papyrus
will grow. He's talking about all different kinds of the plant is going to grow originally in a very in a desert land.
这里讲到青草芦苇和不同的 草木会在沙漠原本沙漠的地方生长。
A desert is a piece of land you cannot see life.
沙漠是一个没有生命的地方。
But right now you can see the life cover the desert.
但是在这里各种不同的生命覆盖在沙漠上。
And this is something spiritual.
这是一个属灵的象征。
And verse 8 onwards.
第八节以下。
And a highway will be there, and it will be called the way of the holiness.
这里说在那里必有一条大道称为圣路。
A road is to connect two points.
一条路是要连接两个点。
For example, when you want to go to San Francisco, you have to drive all the way north.
譬如说我们去山藩市的时候必须走高速公路。
And this is a highway trying to connect from this point, our life right now, to the eternity.
那这一条大路是让我们从现在连接到我们 永远的生命。
And from the world connected to the heavenly kingdom.
是从地上连接到天上。
So this is a spiritual highway.
所以这是一条属灵的大道。
And this is the way of holiness.
这也是神, 圣洁的道。
And especially the unclean will not journey on it. And it will be for those who walk in that way. A wicked fool will not go about on it.
污秽人不得经过，必专为俗民行走。行路的人虽愚昧，也不致失迷。
So only the pure one can walk in the highway.
所以只有清洁的人才能走在这大道上。
So in the book of Psalm chapter 23, God lead us into a righteous path.
所以在诗篇23章, 神带领我们到安歇处。
And this righteous path is a highway mentioned in here.
一个得胜的道路, 那这得胜的道路就是在以赛亚书这里。
So our spiritual journey actually is walking in this highway, a way of holiness.
在我们属灵的路途中, 我们是走在这大道上, 是一个圣洁的大道。
If we remain holy, we can continue to walk in this highway.
如果我们保持圣洁, 我们可以继续在这大道上行走。
If we are unclean, one day we are going to disappear from the highway.
但是我们如果污秽, 我们有一天会在这大道上消失。
So holiness is so important in our life.
所以让我们的生命保持圣洁是非常重要的。
Verse 9.
第九节,
nor lion will be there, nor will any ferocious beast get up on it, and they will not be found there. Lion is to devour the animal and man.
狮子是为了吞吃行人。
But in this freeway, there will be no lion.
但是在这大陆上并没有狮子
or other animals
也没有其他的猛兽
because this is the way to the Zion
因为这是去锡安的大道
and the letter part says only the redeemed will walk there
那这里也说只有属民在那里行走。
And Zion also typify spiritually referring to Satan.
那狮子在属灵上也代表魔鬼。
Satan like a roaring lion.
撒旦是吼叫的狮子。
And trying to devour the Christian.
试着吞吃基督徒。
So if we keep ourselves clean, and we remain in His holy city, we will never be defeated by the lion.
所以我们如果保持圣洁，留在锡安的城里，那我们必永远不会被狮子吞吃。
But if we choose to live a life very far away from God, then it is dangerous to be devoured by the lion.
但是我们如果选择住在离神很远的地方，那我们有可能被狮子吞吃。
So we can be very confident, as long as you rely on God, you keep yourself close to God, the spiritual journey will be victorious.
所以我们可以很有信心地说，只要我们保持圣洁与神亲近，那我们在这道路上会成功。
Because this is the will of God for us to walk in this righteous path.
是神的旨意让我们走在这神圣的大道上。
And you walk in this path, God is responsible for your safety.
当我们走在这大道上，神会保住我们的平安。
You see the Israelites traveling in the wilderness.
我们看以色列人在旷野中行走。
God sent the pillar of fire and pillar of cloud to guide them and to protect them.
神降下云柱火柱来保护他们，帮助他们。
And God sent down the manna to feed them.
神也赐下玛纳来喂他们。
And out of the rock flow the living water to quench their thirsty.
从石头中出泉源，让他们不再干渴。
Because the journey in the wilderness, is a will of God.
因为在沙漠、在旷野中的路是神的旨意。
So we go in this spiritual journey.
所以我们走在这属灵的大道上。
We don't have to be worried.
我们不会惧怕，我们不必担心。
God will be responsible for us.
因为神会保护我们。
好 ，and verse 10, the last sentence of verse 10.
最后一节是第十节。
And the ransom of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their head. Gladness and joy will overtake them. And sorrow and sighing will flee away. In the church, quite often we heard about a lot of sermon talking about Christian has gone through a lot of tribulation and test and difficulty, right?
我们在教会中常常听到讲道人，不然就是会有人讲到，基督徒经过了很多试探，很多考验。
Also, a lot of people heard about the message, and they feel very heavy in their heart.
那当人听了，他们的心会变得很沉重。
Tribulation and the difficulty are waiting for me. God is going to refine me like a fire, refine the gold.
他们会想，试验跟考验都等待着我，神要把我训练得像金一样。
But verse 10 tells us a very good news.
但第十节是对我们来讲很好的信息。
You see, they will enter Zion with him singing, and everlasting joy will crown their head.
这里说歌唱，他们会歌唱来到锡安，永乐必归他们，归到他们的头上。
So the spiritual journey is a journey of joy and peace.
所以这条属灵的大道是一个非常快乐的大道。
Even though you are under difficulty, you still have that kind of inner joy in you.
虽然我们在考验中，但是我们的内心中有非常大的喜乐。
Just like Paul, when he was in prison, he was still joyful.
就像保罗下在监狱的时候，他还是非常的快乐。
And the fruit of the Holy Spirit is joy.
那圣灵的果子也是快乐。
And love,
跟爱
and peace,
还有和平。
So once we as long as we always been filled by the Holy Spirit,
所以只要我们不断的被圣灵充满
，no matter what kind of circumstance,
不管我们在什么样的情况之下
，you will be joyful and peaceful.
我们的心会充满了平安和喜乐。
So we are holding the secret to be joyful in every circumstance.
所以这是喜乐的。在随时随刻喜乐的秘诀
to be filled by the Holy Spirit
就是被圣灵充满。
好 Now we go into chapter 36
所以我们现在继续看第36章
to 37
到37章。
好 36
to 37.
We're going to go through it very quickly.
我们会很快的, 读过。
36 is talking about the Assyrian is coming to attack the country of Judah.
36章提到亚述国即将攻击犹大。
And the king of Assyria sent a messenger to blaspheme God.
亚述王差派一个使者来毁谤神。
And so this is the main topic of the chapter 36.
所以这就是第36章的主题。
And they are coming and try to siege the city of Jerusalem.
他们也想要来夺到进攻耶路撒冷城。
In this very, very difficult moment,
在这个非常艰难的时刻,
we're coming to chapter 37.
我们到了第36章。
37.
37章。
The king of Hezekiah seek advice from the prophet of Isaiah.
西西家王询问以赛亚先知的意见。
And he did the right thing in that very critical moment.
那在这非常, 在这个重要的时刻, 他做对了事。
Now we see chapter 37, verse 6.
所以我们看到第37章第6节。
37, verse 6.
37章第6节。
Verse 5.
第5节。
When King Hezekiah official came to Isaiah, verse 6,
第6节,
Isaiah said to them, "Tell your master, this is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid of what you have heard. Those words with which the underlings of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me." Verse 7.
第7节,
"Listen, I am going to put a spirit in him so that when he hears a certain report, he will return to his own country. And there I will have him cut down with a sword." So this is a prophecy from Isaiah to comfort the king of Hezekiah.
这是以赛亚的预言要来安慰西西家王。
And this prophecy predicts the downfall of the king of Assyria.
这预言了亚述王的毁灭。
And then from verse 8 to verse 20,
那从第8节到第20节,
the king of Assyria second time come and threat the kingdom of Judah.
亚述王第二次来攻击犹大国。
And when Hezekiah was in that very difficult situation,
那在这时,
verse 15,
第15节说,
and Hezekiah turned to the Lord and prayed to God.
西西家向神祷告,
in verse 15,
第15节,
and Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, "O Lord, Almighty God of Israel, enthroned between the cherubim, you alone are God over the kingdom of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Give ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. Listen to all the words of Sennacherib has sent to insult the living God." So we know that when Hezekiah under difficulty, the first thing he do is to pray to God.
所以在这艰难的时刻, 西西家王第一件事就是向神祷告。
So this is a very good lesson we have to learn.
那这是对我们很好的一个教训。
No matter what we encounter, the first thing we have to do is to think about God and turn to God for help.
不管我们遇见了什么事, 第一件就是应该转向神, 向神祷告。
We read, we just studied chapter 30, When they under difficulty, another king turned to help from Egypt.
我们记得在30章, 当以色列人发生困难的时候, 有一个王转向了埃及王。
God was not pleased with that decision.
那神对这件事非常不高兴。
So that kind of alliance later on brought shame to them.
所以后来这个, 这件事带来很多, 很多侮辱。
And then in chapter 37, 20, verse 21 onwards,
那在第37章第20节以上, 21节以上,
the words of the Lord concerning the king of Assyria.
这是神对亚述国的亚述王的话,
and he predicted that Assyria will be defeated.
神说亚述国会被打败,
and also promised the deliverance of the Israelites.
也对以色列人, 带给以色列人承诺, 让他们得到胜利。
And this prophecy later on was fulfilled.
后来这个预言成, 实现了。
Now we see chapter 37, verse 36.
所以我们看第37章第36节。
36. Then the angel of the Lord went out and put to death 185,000 men in the Assyrian camp. When the people got up, and the next morning, there were all the dead bodies. Verse 37. So the king of Assyria broke camp and withdrew. He returned to Nineveh and stayed there. And 38. And later on, the king was killed and he was dead.
最后是这个国王被击杀。
So we know that God was able to do something which human being cannot do.
所以我们看到神做了人做不到的事情。
And also in verse 31.
再来第31节。
And this is a prediction of God's mercy to the Israelites.
这是神对以色列人的怜悯。
31.
第31节,
Once more, a remnant of the house of Judah will take root below and bear fruit upwards.
犹大家所逃脱余剩的, 仍要往下扎根向上结果。
Verse 32.
第32节,
For out of Jerusalem will come a remnant, and out of Mount Zion, a band of survival.
必有余剩的民从耶路撒冷而出, 必有脱逃的人从锡安山而来。
And the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
The zeal of the Lord will bring the Israelites come back and be prosperous in this land.
神的热心会把以色列人带来, 带领出, 困难。
Yes, 100 years later, they really return.
100年之后, 他们确实回到这个地方。
And this is a spiritual prophecy.
这是属灵的预言。
In the last days,
在最后末日的时候,
God's people is going to survive and be prosperous.
神的民会, 会再次的, 的,
兴盛。
兴盛。
兴盛。 And verse 31 say the Israelites will take root downward and bear fruit upwards.
第31节说犹大国的人仍要往下扎根向上结果。
This is a very meaningful verse.
这是非常有意义的句子。
Take root downward and bear fruit upwards.
要往下扎根向上结果。
If you want to have a very good harvest of your fruit tree in your yard, what should you do?
如果我们要在园中的让园中的果树有很多果实, 我们该怎么办?
You have to water the fruit tree.
我们要时常浇灌。
And you put a lot of fertilizer.
施肥。
So when the life of the fruit tree mature, it will bear fruit naturally.
所以当果树成熟的时候，它自然会结果。
So root is something intangible, because it's buried on the ground.
根是看不到的，因为它是在地
面底下。But you can judge whether the tree has been rooted or not by the fruit.
但是我们可以从一个树的果子看出它是否是有向下扎根。
And spiritually the same.
属灵上也是一样的。
What the fruit means?
结果是什么？
The fruit remain, referring to the life of a Christian.
果实代表一个基督徒的生活。
What kind of life you live?
我们过着什么样的生活？
It will be determined by whether you are rooted on God himself or not.
在于我们是否在神里面扎根。
If you are rooted on God himself, your life definitely will be transformed.
如果我们在神里扎根，那我们的生命会有改变。
Okay, according to the book, what is the essence of God? According to the Bible.
那在圣经中，神是什么？
First.
第一。
God is the words.
神是道。
In John chapter 1.
这在约翰福音第一章。
第二。God is the spirit.
神是灵。
用 John chapter 4.
这是约翰福音第四章。
Third one.
第三。
God is love.
神是爱。
In the first John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
So when we say rooted in God Himself,
所以当我们说在神里扎根，
it means in the bottom of heart we are connected to the words of God.
这代表我们在最内心的心底是与神连通的。
And His word is life, is spirit.
他的道是活着的，是灵。
In the bottom of heart we are filled with His spirit.
在我们内心深处，我们充满了他的灵。
With His power.
还有他的力量。
In the bottom of heart, we are touched by His wonderful love.
在我们内心深处，我们被他的爱所感动。
This is so-called take root downwards.
这就是向下扎根的意义。
And this is exactly what we are doing in these 2 weeks.
这也是我们这两个礼拜所学习在做的。
We come here try to take root downwards.
我们来到这里，希望能够向下扎根。
After you go back home, your family, your parents can see you bear fruit upwards.
当我们回到我们的家里，我们的父母可以看到我们结了果子。
We can witness a lot of attendant of the NYTS transformation.
我们可以看到很多在这里的学员有了改变。
You look into the way they dress themselves, the hairstyle.
我们看到他们的发型，还有他们的穿着上的改变。
Or their own adornment.
不然就是他们的打扮。
After being filled by the Holy Spirit.
当被圣灵充满的时候，
touched by the love of God,
被神的爱触摸到的时候，
this kind of change is so automatically, so nature.
这种改变是非常自然的。
Nobody will tell you, you know what is right and what is wrong.
没有人会告诉我们，但是我们会知道什么是对，什么是错。
Bible tells us we have to put on decent clothes.
圣经跟我们讲，我们要穿着端庄。
And you can argue what is decent.
那也许我们会问什么是端庄？
There are different standards to judge what is decent.
因为端庄的定义有许多。
But when you are filled by the Holy Spirit,
但是当我们被圣灵充满的时候，
you look into the sentence and you know what is decent.
我们观看自己会知道什么是端庄。
You know what kind of hairstyle is good for a man.
我们会知道男人的头发型什么是好的。
And what kind of adornment is good for a woman?
那女人的打扮哪样是好的。
So when you take root downwards,
所以当我们向下扎根，
your life will change so nature.
我们的生命自然会有了改变。
It is not because somebody forces you to change, then you change.
不是因外在的力量强迫我们改变。
It is because your spirit,have been moved by God himself, then you change.
这是因为我们的灵被神所感动，使我们改变。
So take root downward is very important.
所以要向下扎根是非常重要。
Your life is a reflection of your invisible life.
因为我们的生活是我们内心的显现。
Our spirituality, how good is your spirituality?
那我们的灵性是否是如何？
Look into our life.
只要看到我们的生命就知道了。
What do you arrange your time?
我们的时间是如何安排？
What is the content of your private life?
我们的私人生活是如何？
How do you do your own your entertainment?
我们是寻求哪种娱乐。
These are all the reflection of whether our heart is rooted on God himself or not.
这些都显现我们的心是否在神里面扎根。
So this is a very important verse.
所以这是非常重要的一句经节。
Take root downwards, bear fruit upwards.
往下扎根，向上结果。
And 38 and 39 are talking about the king of Hezekiah himself.
第38到39节讲到西西家王。
36, 37 talk about Hezekiah's kingdom. 36 and 37, the previous two chapters talking about the kingdom of Hezekiah.
前两章36章跟37章叙述西西家王的王国。
Yeah, that is the southern kingdom of Judah.
就是南国犹大国。
And 38 and 37 talk about the king himself.
那37、38章讲到西西家王本身。
Chapter 38, verse 1.
38章第一节。
In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said, This is what the Lord says, put your house in order, because you are going to die, and you will not recover. God pronounced through the mouth of Isaiah that Hezekiah is going to die.
神透过以赛亚的口跟西西家王说他不能活了。
And then, verse 3, Hezekiah started to pray to God.
在第三节西西家王就转向神祷告。
Verse 3, and he wept.
他流泪祷告。
And then God was touched by the prayer of Hezekiah.
神被西西家王的祷告感动。
And he asked Isaiah to tell the king.
他对以赛亚说,
The Lord has heard your prayer.
他叫以赛亚告诉西西家王他的祷告被听到了。
And remember your tears.
也纪念他的眼泪。
So I'm going to increase you 15 years of life.
他说我必增加你15年的寿数。
So from the story we understand who is in control of life.
所以从这里我们可以看到生命的主宰是谁。
It is God.
是神。
If you believe in him, worship him, it is God who controls your life.
如果我们相信他, 崇拜他, 那他控制了我们的生命。
There was a brother in our church.
在我们教会有一个弟兄。
When he was in high school, he went to see a fortune teller.
他在高中的时候去找一个算命师。
And the fortune teller tried to forecast his future.
算命师想要告诉他他的未来。
And the fortune teller tell him.
这个算命师也跟他讲。
After 38 years, I cannot tell what is going to happen to you.
38岁以后我没有办法 看到你的未来。
So at that time, this brother was not our member yet.
那时这个弟兄还不是我们教会的信徒。
He was a Christian in other denomination.
他是另外一个教会的信徒。
So he was so anxious. Are you saying that after in the year 38 I'm going to die?
所以他就很紧张，他就问他，我是否在38岁的时候就会过世。
And the fortune teller just say, I don't know. I just cannot know the your future after 38 years old.
算命师说，我不知道，我只是 没有办法看到你38岁以后的未来。
And later on he realized, in the age of 38, he come to our church and baptized in our church.
后来他才发现他在38岁的时候来到我们教会受洗。
And this is the true story, the brother in Elizabeth Church.
那这是伊丽莎白教会的弟兄真实的故事。
So we know that after you are baptized in true Jesus Church, your life is under the control of God.
所以我们发现在真耶稣教会受洗之后, 我们的生命就变得在神的手中。
And some of the fortune teller, they can foretell a certain degree of your future by the power of Satan.
那有些算命师是透过撒旦的能力来预估一个人的未来。
Because if you are not saved, it's in a certain degree, you are under the control of Satan.
因为如果我们没有得救，在某些情况下，我们是被撒旦所控制。
But after you believe in Jesus, you belong to God.
但是我们相信神之后，我们就属于神。
So God is totally in control of your life.
所以神完完全全的掌控我们的生命。
We also heard many testimonies.
我们也听过很多见证。
The children pray for your parents.
有些小孩为他们的父母祷告。
When mother or father sick badly.
当母亲或是父亲在病痛的时候。
I know there is a preacher.
我知道有一个传道。
His mother sick badly.
他的母亲生重病。
At that time, he prayed to Jesus Christ, if you prolong the lifespan of my mother, I'm going to work for you.
那是他对神祷告，神啊，如果您让我母亲能够多活几年，那我要为您工作。
And after he prayed in this way, the mother miraculously recovered.
那后来他的母亲也很奇妙地恢复了健康。
Also, this brother later on volunteered to become a full-time minister.
所以后来这个弟兄变成了全职的的传道。
So this kind of testimony in our church happened many times.
所以这种见证在我们的教会非常丰富。
It is to prove God is the one who in control of your life.
只是要证明神是掌管我们生命的主宰。
So don't worry.
所以我们不必担心。
If your time is not right, the timing God set for you, not reached to that timing yet, you will not die.
如果我们的时间还没有到，那我们并不会死。
So Paul, when he was in prison,
所以当保罗在监狱的时候
，He said, "I was hard pressed between two, hard pressed between whether I'm going to die or going to be alive."
他说他没有办法。他不知道该活还是该死。
Because to die is better. Because to die is to be with the Lord.
因为死对他来讲比较好，因为是跟主在一起。
But he knew he is going to survive, even though he was in prison.
但是他知道他在监狱里必活。
Because God still have a lot of things for him to do.
因为神还有很多事让他做。
So if you are still useful in God's kingdom.
所以如果我们在神的国里还有用途
even though you encounter very difficult situation, you are not going to die. You are not going to die.
我们身处在很艰难的环境中我们并不会死
Because God still has some work for you to do.
因为神还有工让我们做
But if God look at you, Brother Zhang, you're doing nothing, let's come back.
但神如果看着我们张弟兄你好像没有事做他会把我们叫回家
I will give you 50 years you did not do nothing I will come back and raise in heaven
我给你50年你却什么事也没有做回到天家吧
But you are doing very hard for God
如果我们为神做工很卖力
I say OK give you another 10 years
神会说好我给你10年再给你10年
So it's very important、huh?
所以这是非常重要的。
You must be a very useful person in front of God
我们在神面前要做一个有用的人
AndWhen you are in need, God will listen to your prayer.
当我们有困难的时候，神会垂听我们的
祷告。And God gave Hezekiah a sign that the sun, all right, moved back about 15 steps.
那神给
10 steps,
神让西西家看到太阳往后挪了十步。
If you have some kind of scientific knowledge, is that possible for any human being to do that?
在科学上，这是可能的吗？
It's almost impossible.
这几乎不可能。
How can you move a moving item and move it back?
怎么让一个在动的一个物体往后挪
？As huge as like a Earth or the Sun.
跟地球或是太阳一样大。
How can you move it back ten degree?
这怎么往后挪了十度
？But to God, nothing is impossible.
但是在神是没有不可能的。
So God is the Almighty God.
所以神是万能的神。
So Hezekiah was.Cured.
所以西西家的病被痊愈。
Now we see chapter 38, verse 21.
我们看第38章第21节。
Isaiah said, prepare a poultice of fig and apply it to the boil, and he will recover.
以赛亚说：“当取一块无花果饼来，贴在窗上，王必痊愈。”
Verse 22.
第二十二节。
Hezekiah had asked, "What will be the sign that I will go up to the temple of the Lord?"
西西家问说：“我能上耶和华的殿，有什么兆头呢？”
Okay. In verse 21, God used a very simple way to heal the sickness of Hezekiah.
在二十一节，神用一个非常简单的方法来让西西家王痊愈。
It is not because of this so-called poultice of the fig tree to heal the Hezekiah.
这其实不是单单用无花果饼来医治西西家王。
It is because of power of God.
这是因为神的能力使西西家能够痊愈。
Just like if you read the four gospels, how did Jesus heal a blind person in the book of John?
譬如说我们看福音书的时候，在约翰福音，耶稣是如何让一个瞎子能够看见
？Spit on the ground, right?
他吐沫在地上。
Mix with the dust.
与土混合。
And apply to the eyes.
再放在眼睛上。
Can you imagine?Even a good eye, you apply the dust in the eye. What is going to the dust in the eye? What is going to happen?
就算眼睛不是瞎，没有瞎眼的人，把那么多泥土放在眼睛，会是什么样子？
A good eye will become blind too.
连好的眼睛也会变瞎。
But the blind eye, because of this, recover.
但是瞎眼却因为这样，所以看见了。
So it is not because what the spit or the mud is powerful.
这也不是说吐沫或是土有任何的功能。
It's because the power of Jesus Christ.
但是因为耶稣基督的力量。
And 39, chapter 39.
在第39章。
39, one of the very important questions, you have to ask yourself.
39章提出一个非常重要的问题。
When the king of other country sent some envoy to see Hezekiah.
那时候其他国家的王送差派使者去见西西家王。
And start from verse 2 onwards.
从第二节开始。
What did Hezekiah do?
西西家做了什么?
Hezekiah received the envoy gladly and showed them what was in his storehouse, silver and gold and spices and fine oil,His entire armory and everything found among his treasures.
西西家喜欢见使者，就把自己宝库的金子、银子、香料、贵重的膏油和他武库的一切军器，并所有的财宝都给他们看。
And then, there was nothing in his palace or in his kingdom that Hezekiah did not show them.
他家中和全国之内，西西家没有一样不给他们看的。
What is if is a contemporary term? What does that mean?
所以用现代的说法，这是怎么一回事
？And bring to your home, show your 15-inch of the white TV.
只是带一个人到你家，让他看你15寸的大电视，50寸的大电视。
Very expensive stereo system.
非常昂贵的音响。
All the jewelry, diamond, 10 carat or 15 carat diamond.
不然就是十或是十五克拉的钻石。
And open the garage, you have 2 Mercedes, 1 Lexus.
然后打开你的车库，有一个 Benz, 然后一个 Lexus.
Or show your bank deposit, that kind of statement.
让人家看你银行的账的存折。
Open your closet to see.How beautiful clothes.
不然打开您的衣橱，让大家看到你美丽的衣服。
In contemporary term, in this way.
现在的说法就是这样。
Or bring to your study a lot of hours, stepping on the, just put everywhere on the wall.
不然就是请客人到书房看到漫到整面墙都是不同的奖状。
From the elementary to the graduate study.
从小学到研究所。
Or the picture you took with President George Bush.
不然就是跟布希总统的合照。
So at that time, Hezekiah showed everything he had. As long as that can glorify him, he just showed everything.
所以当时西西家让全国一切的都让使者见了。
Is that good?
这是好的吗?
Now...God is going to ask him a question.
现在神要问他一个问题。
What is the question?
那神问西西家什么问题？
Okay, verse 4.
第四节。
And they saw everything in the palace, Hezekiah said.
西西家说
Verse 4, 从开始哈。等一下，我找一下从哪来。The prophet asked, "What did they see in your palace?"
以赛亚说，他们在你家里看见了什么
？They said, "And Hezekiah said everything."
西西家说, 凡我家中所有的, 他们都看见了。
And Isaiah said, hear the words of the Lord Almighty.
以赛亚对西西家说, 你要听万军之耶和华话。
The time will surely come.
日子必到,
when everything in your palace and all your father have stored up until this day will be carried off to Babylon.
凡你家里所有的, 并你列祖积蓄到如今的,
you know, God commanded Moses to number the Israelites. God commanded Moses, right, to count the number of the Israelites.
神吩咐摩西要, 数算以色列人,
so they can be prepared to fight.
所以他们可以预备要打仗。
But when King David tried to count the number of his own people,
但当, 大卫王想要数算他的军队的时候,
God sent the prophet say, you have to choose three disasters. One of the three disasters.
差派先知对大卫王说, 他必须要选三种灾害,
so God do not want us to show off.
所以神并不要我们炫耀,
God want us to be humble.
神要我们谦虚,
God do not want us to glorify ourselves.
神不要我们荣耀自己,
God want us to glorify his name.
他要我们荣耀他的名。
So when his guy tried to glorify himself,
所以当西西家王试着要荣耀自己,
he sinned against God.
他在神的面前犯罪。
And that was the beginning of his end.
这就是他失败的起头。
So if somebody, if God asks a question,
所以如果神问我们一个问题,
what did they see in your house?
他们看了什么?
In your house.
他们在你家看见了什么?
What will be your answer?
那我们的答案会是什么?
This is a good question we have to think about.
这是一个非常有意义的问题,
and according to the book of Acts,
那, 在使徒行传里,
there are four kinds of family you have to pursue.
有四种家庭我们要学习,
first one,
从他们学习,
the family of a so-called jailer.
第一就是禁足的家庭,
the whole family believe in the law.
全家信主.
The second family,
第二种,
the family of Cornelius,
是哥尼流的全家.
The whole family are godly,
全家是敬畏神的人.
The third family,
第三种,
the family of Philip,
是腓力的全家.
The whole family serve the Lord,
全家侍奉主.
The last family,
最后,
the family of Priscilla and Aquila,
是 亚基拉和百基拉的家庭。
Inside their family, there is a church.
他们在自己的家中有教会。
This is the kind of family God wants us to show other people.
这是神要让我们看, 让其他人看到的家庭。
A family which can glorify the name of God.
是能够荣耀神的家庭。
A family which can edify others.
是能够造就其他人的家庭。
So we have to learn a lesson from King Hezekiah.
所以我们要从西西家王学习。
Be humble.
要谦虚。
And glorify God in everything.
要在一切事上荣耀神。
So this is the end of chapter 39.
所以这是第39章的结尾。